Would you like to take a look, please?
Yes. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JAS call on Friday, the 8th of October, we have Avery Doria, Rafik Damak, Carlos Aguirre, Tony Harris, Tijani Benjema, Sebastian Bachelet, Alan Greenberg. From staff, we have Carla Valente and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. And we have apologies from Cheryl Langdon or Alex Gakuru. If I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Avery.
Okay, thank you. This is Avery. I'd like to ask the SOI DOI questions now, and hopefully Evan will be joining us soon and we'll be able to take over the chairing of the meeting. But in the meantime, on the statement of interest, does anyone have any updates or changes to their published statement of interest at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll assume that everybody's statement of interest is up to date. Please remember that if your situation changes in any way, that you update it and inform the group of that update at the following meeting. Now to the declaration of interest, which relates directly to the topics that we will be discussing during the call, which basically has to do with various methods of providing aid to applicants who meet the conditions defined by an aid program. Does anyone need to make a declaration of interest that is different from anything they've ever said before? Okay, hearing no new declarations of interest, I'll assume that everybody's interests remain as they did before. Before we start going through the, continuing with the walkthrough, as I say, I really hope Evan shows up for that, I'd like to ask Alan to relate some bits and pieces about the board report that came up yesterday in the GNSO Council meeting where Kirk Chris made a presentation and sort of answered a few questions that were posed to him by the council members. Alan, turn it over to you.
Thank you. There were a number of things related to the GTLD applicant support, part of which was I stated my dissatisfaction and our dissatisfaction that they hadn't addressed things like our comment on installment plans, which does nothing to alter the process, the overall price, but would make it viable, that the comment about staff will publish a list of organizations requesting assistance is highly impractical, given that staff doesn't know who they are or what the assistance is until after the application is submitted, and by then it's too late. There was no opportunity to get real answers in that. The largest single thing, which would have tossed me onto the floor if I wasn't sitting solidly, was Kurt said, well, first, the last sentence of the motion on new GTLD applicant support says, owing to the level of uncertainty associated with the launch of new GTLDs, the fee level currently in the applicant guidebook will be maintained for all applicants. That's a pretty clear statement. Kurt's version of what it meant was, because we and no one had defined exactly who the applicants are who would need or what the criteria is for being in this group, the board could not take any action on it and deferred it until there was a clearer image and a clearer statement from us, presumably, as to what the criteria was for needing support. Now, I'm not sure to what extent we're answering that question, but the two statements are very different. One saying simply that there will be no changes. The other says as soon as we get more information between this group and presumably staff, the board will consider whether there should be changes to the in the fee structure. There was no explanation how the two could be rationalized. I'm not sure if that's the same item that you picked up, Avery.
Oh, yes, most definitely is, and I think I had the same question as you in that, you know, we quite specifically say defining need, but we haven't done that level of financial analysis that one would need, and in fact, it's one of the future actions that we recommend in that sort of at the moment, I think it's that joint work between a group of you know, the volunteers and staff to take that next step together once the idea is approved. So I found it strangely comforting and disconcerting at the same time in that, yes, we're doing the right thing, you know, in terms of having picked ourselves up, finishing it, get this thing out and get it to the widest possible review, and B, should we start working more on, and the disconcerting part is, should we be doing more on defining what financial need means? And I came to a personal conclusion that, no, we shouldn't be as part of this particular, getting this report out, A, because I think delaying this report while we tried to figure that out would be beyond would be stupid. But B, I'm not sure that it's in our skill set alone to define what need means.
Well, I'll add
I think we need further up, you know, professional assistance in figuring that out.
I'd add a C. It's an exercise in futility if the concept isn't agreed to.
Yeah, and that's part of what we're asking for in this report is, please, tell us you accept the construct so that we can proceed or someone can proceed.
We may need to use those words really clearly in the executive summary.
Yes, and that's one thing that also came out, speaking of executive summaries, one thing that clearly came out in a conversation that's been going on the GNSO Council list this morning, that the board really likes a crisp one-page executive summary. Evan will be joining us shortly. He had car problems. So anyone want to ask anything about that?
Yes, Tijani.
Okay, please.
First, I would like to know who is Kurt.
Oh, Kurt. Sorry. Kurt Pritz is one of the vice presidents. I forget his exact title, but he's the vice president who's in charge of implementing the GTLD program. I guess Carla could give us a specific title and job listing.
Okay.
That is correct. He is senior vice president of services in charge of overseeing the whole new GTLD project.
Thank you.
Good. So that's the first question. The second question, Avery said that it's not in our scope to define what is the need, what is the definition of the need. That's perhaps correct. But we need to undertake this work. Perhaps we have to call for more people or for other competencies. But we have to do it because if we give that this work to the board, they would say, okay, but I don't know who is in need. So perhaps we need to enlarge our group and to include some competencies to facilitate this work. But we need to undertake to work it, to tackle it.
I see Alan's hand up. I think you're right, and that's why I called it slightly disconcerting. But I think that it's something that perhaps we should start doing after we get this report out and not try to put it in this report. But Alan.
Yeah, two things. With regard to the definition of Kurt's role, one should also add that he was the staff person who was at the board retreat and was the one who presented these issues. The second thing regarding the definition, I think this whole thing is viewed by some people, and rightfully so, as the expression in English is a rat's nest, a very messy thing, and it's if one defines the definition of needy, the concept of gaming it is going to be the first question that anyone asks. You know, how do we make sure that people aren't adjusting their view of themselves or how they make the application to fit into the category of needy? And that's what makes it the messiest thing. So I think we need a premise that if we can come up with viable definition which is not heavily subject to gaming, is the concept accepted in principle? And we may never be able to come up with that definition, I don't know. But I think we need the agreement of the board that they're amenable to looking at a change in the fee structure, at the very least in waiving the repayment of the sunk costs, before we try to go into the financial definition of needy and come up with rules, we or staff come up with the rules. It's a real messy area, and the board is not going to easily accept something, at least my belief is, the board is not going to easily accept something if it's not crisp and clean and not very subject to gaming. So I think we need agreement in principle first, and then we or somebody embark on the challenge.
As I turn over the meeting to Evan, who has joined us now on the call, though he's not quite up on a dozen yet. I'd like to sort of suggest something in between. I think it would actually be reasonable for us, and we can actually change a bit of this document to do it if the people in this group are agreeable, that once we have sent the report on, we can, while awaiting official blessing to expand ourselves that way, start looking at the issue. So we can basically bridge the gap with some of the early conversations, some of the research, some of the outreach to groups. For example, way back, Carla had mentioned, you know, staff willingness to help put us together with people who were knowledgeable in funding. And so perhaps starting to build the information at that point about how they determine a need when they're giving grants and stuff might be work that we could start. I don't think we should start really doing much of anything, it's personal opinion, and kind of like co-chair's wish, until we've finished what's on our plate and nearly done. But I don't think we should necessarily stop after we've sent this. We may want to then start that work on our own while waiting for the chartering organizations to come back and say, yes, you know, good idea, whatever, you know, go on with it. So that's intermediate.
Yeah. Do we have any belief that this will be on the October 28th board meeting, and will we make the deadline for documents for that meeting?
October 28th, which is what, the 11th day, which is October 17th?
It's a week from now, essentially.
It's possible if we get into the work and get it done. It certainly was my wish, since I know for the following 2 weeks, I'm flakier than usual and probably won't make calls.
It must be finished, and we have to put it as a target.
Okay. So, any other questions on this one? I don't know if you caught all of that, Evan. I could fill you in later, but it basically was stuff from Kurt, or listen to the beginning of the call. Kurt reports to the GNSO Council yesterday.
Oh. Okay.
Or you could listen to the beginning of the... And, in fact, I recommend that to anyone, that the MP3 from the GNSO call is now available. I would recommend to anyone that's interested in this topic and listening to it firsthand, because there's always room for interpretation, to listen to the first, 15, 20 minutes of that call?
Something like that.
Yeah. It's definitely worth listening to. I was listening to it streaming, but it's
yeah, there were other items that might be of interest not related to this particular working group also.
So I do recommend it. And also, if you want further feedback, there's been conversations on the GNSO list this morning, which of course is an open archive, between Bruce giving his interpretation. Now, this was more to do with the morality and public order stuff than with this stuff. But still, just some interesting back and forth has been going on the GNSO Council list since that meeting yesterday. So I recommend to all of you that are interested, you know, spend an hour or so and, you know, catch up on that stuff and make your own conclusions.
Well, speaking of Kurt Pritz reports, is there any news from either Avery or staff on our request to get the briefing that was given to the board retreat?
No. There was one tidbit. Kurt answering a question of, various people saying, we want to know more, we want to know about the report. He said, well, the board notes will be out soon, but of course that's just the abbreviated notes.
That wasn't what we asked for.
I also noticed that the DIP or whatever it is, the distribution of information, I forget the exact name of it, where our letter is supposed to be posted, hasn't even been posted yet, let alone acted upon.
He did say, I think, if I got it right, that the briefing books are now being posted prior to the next meeting.
Well, that was the notes or the briefing book?
That was just notes, not the...
That's just it. He answered
The whole Brussels meeting book is posted now.
Yeah. He answered a question about briefing books with an answer about notes.
I'm not sure what the notes to the briefing book are.
Huh?
I'm not sure what the notes to the briefing book are.
It's not the notes to the briefing
book. Okay.
He answered the question about the briefing book with an answer about the board notes being published. So I wasn't quite sure when that briefing book with redactions would be out.
Okay.
The last question is, I don't know if it is the same question that Evan asked, but we requested to see what was presented to the board on behalf of our group.
No response on that yet.
We don't have response. This is very important. I don't know why we don't have response till now.
Any answer I gave you would be terribly impolitic.
Okay. I understand.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Evan, I turn it over to you. I could start going through,
Avery?
I've made. Yes.
This is Carla. Before we kickstart, I just want to say to the group that we are preparing to post a revised or updated version of the budget for the new GTOD program. I'm posting that either today or Monday. I'm just waiting for an announcement approval. I'll send you an email when this is ready, but just look out for it. And we posted the root zone scaling papers this week, too, that you might be interested in reading. The other note that I wanted to make is whether or not we will make clear in this report if we want any consideration or what exactly do we want in the first round. Because if we look at one of the possible timings, if we publish a final guidebook before the end of the year and launch it sometime in the middle of next year, for example, how much can be realistically implemented and what do we really want to see implemented for the first round?
Okay. I thought we were fairly specific about it, but perhaps we should look through to say that this is about the first round. And what we're talking about is figures for the first round and that we thought that this work needed to be done in parallel with getting the first round going. So I thought we were fairly specific about it, but perhaps not specific enough. So thank you for the note. Definitely that's something that should go in the executive summary that obviously still needs to be the one pager that still needs to be written. Can I ask you one question about this new budget, and perhaps you can't tell me. Does it change any of the figures or the slice and dicing of figures that we've based our recommendations on?
I don't believe so. I think there was an increase in budget for the deployment of the new
GTOD. It's the pricing. And that, it just changed the budget for the program.
It's just the budget. It has nothing to do with the fees.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I misunderstood. Silly question. Thank you. Although it'll be interesting to see. Okay. Any other questions before we start with the document? Evan, should I just start talking my way through things I've changed?
You start talking about the individual lines. I'll take care of the queue and that stuff.
Okay, great. Okay.
All yours.
Okay. Well, I've changed the date and the version stuff, but that doesn't count much. Oh, yeah, I should be looking at my copy, not the one you have up there, because I have all the changes showing.
Well, should we not have the one with your changes up on the screen for people to look at?
Well, it has the changes. It just doesn't have them showing with all the change bars and stuff.
Okay.
So you've got all the changes up there. Okay, one of the things I did was lines 87 through 89. This is just going back. That had been in italics and bracketed, and I took out the italics and bracketed. Let me make sure that my lines are the same as yours. I believe they're close. Yeah, it's 87, 89, about sending it out for public review. I unbracketed that and left it as stated. Okay, any issue? Okay. The next thing was line 119 through 123, same thing. I took it out of italics and took it out of text and also made a spelling change in it on basically this is all part of that sort of it's actually an executive summary. Okay, moving on to the next change. In terms of 138 through 154, the explanation of consensus and minority and all of those, took it out of italics and left it as accepted text. Okay. Stop me at any time. Stop me also if I miss something. Okay. I took the brackets off of, in 162, 163, I took the brackets off of the sentence saying there is full consensus or consensus in the working group, took that out of italics, so took the sentence as accepted text, but as mentioned last time, left the full consensus or consensus alternate in there until such time as we know what the case is on the document itself. The reason, as I explained before, that it's either full consensus or consensus is if we don't have at least consensus on sending in the document, we obviously don't have a document to send in yet. And reminding people on the difference between consensus on the document doesn't mean consensus on each of the issues in the document. It just means that you agree that the statement of consensus in the document is acceptable. I hope that was clear. I added a word that in line 164. On 176-77, I replaced selected entities qualifying for a financial assistance with applicants meeting the criteria for assistance. That was wording that had been left over from the first version where we were talking about financial assistance versus assistance in general. And also, there had been a note that relative to the total number applying as opposed to being more specific of new GTLD applicants, because the applying was ambiguous as to whether it was applying for aid or applying for new GTLD applicants, so made it specific. Okay, any issue on that yet? Okay, moving down. As I say, please stop me if I move too fast. On 196, on full consensus relating to auction proceeds, the or was turned into an and or, that they repay any loans or invest in the registry and or auction proceeds could be used to refill disadvantaged applicants' foundation fund. On one line, line 199, there was a change that it was instead only, and that was brought out to my attention that I was being overly redundant, and I dropped the word instead. We still have line 210 in italics. That's one that we have not resolved yet, 210 through 214. First of all, I don't know yet whether we have consensus, strong support, but significant opposition. I did add a minority view to that one because whether it's consensus or strong support but significant opposition, there is obviously a minority view that should be expressed. And what I put was, it was a minority view in the light of the inability to view the full basis for the USD 100,000 base cost. It was difficult to determine what, if any, of the fee should be eliminated for applicants meeting the requirement for support. It was therefore suggested that this should be subject to further investigation before any recommendations were made on this issue. So that's kind of what I think I captured as the minority view on this particular proposal. I don't know what else to do with it yet. So I think this is the first one where we may want to have some discussion as to, does six stay in? What level consensus or strong support for significant opposition do we have? You know, this is the first one of the substantive issues that need some discussion, some resolution. So, Evan, I turn it to you to figure out what you want to do with it.
Well, I mean, there seem to be quite a few people that aren't in on the call. So, but I want to get a feel from the group, given the changes that Avery has done. I mean, is there a preference to have number six in with the minority report, with the minority opinion, or do we just take it out? What do other people on the call think at this point? Does anybody have a comment? Things are usually pretty lively, but Alan, go ahead.
Alan, have a hand.
I'm one of the ones who think it shouldn't have been there to begin with. There were people who are not on the call, and I don't think have been on the call recently, but I may be wrong, who felt very strongly it had to be there. How you balance that, I really don't know. I'm not sure I care. The minority report doesn't quite represent what I was saying, but I can live with it.
Well, okay, here's the opportunity. If there's some fine-tuning to be done that will accomplish that, let's hear it.
Well, the $100,000 was a number that was the result of a rather complex process. So I don't think the word view captures that. But since we're not in the ability to either redo the process nor judge the parameters that were used in the process, you know, since this was done by people who are have the ability or have the skill to do predictions in unknown situations based on vague parameters that are presented to them. I don't think we're in a position to judge whether it was done well or not.
So are you saying I should kind of like replace inability to view with in light of the complexity of calculations determining?
That would be a lot closer to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that works for me. Tijani, go ahead.
Just to finish, I think putting the whole thing in damages our overall case. But if there are people who strongly feel it should be there, I can live with the way it's presented now.
Yeah, I thought of that, but I thought that was a comment that I didn't want to put in the minority view.
No. You,
right.
If you believe it's a view, then you have to make a decision on it. But go ahead.
Okay, to Jenny, you've had your hand up.
Yes. What I want to say to Alan is that we are not contesting this figure, but we feel or we think that it can be lowered for people who will meet the criteria. That means a few people, as you said. So, if we can do this effort, and the paragraph explained, I don't know who put it, but I find it well explained that it was done according to the previous rounds, and there was a big problem of .xxx, etc., which made the process very long and very costly. And if we want to calculate the cost of this round based on what happened in the previous round, perhaps we can lower it. But we are not asking to lower it for everyone. It's only for our needy applicants.
Also, just note, Alan has his hand up again, but I did just paste the rewrite of it in the note area.
For the other people on the call, I mean, what are your take? I mean, I see.
Well, I'd like to respond to what Jenny said.
All righty.
Okay. I believe what he said from my reading of the documents, and it hasn't been recent, but I'm pretty sure that the 100,000 is not based on the past rounds. It was done through a complex Monte Carlo simulation of the various unknown parameters, and they call them risks. But only a small part of the risks are things like lawsuits and things. The others are what will certain things cost us based on the fact that we don't know how many applicants there are, based on the fact that the various external resources will come in at different prices. Those were the kind of risks they were talking about. The past rounds was used purely, if I remember correctly, but Carla might be able to correct me if I'm wrong, as a sanity check to see if it was in a good ballpark. But the past rounds were not used, other than the knowledge gained from them, as the parameter to determine it. And I note that because of the requirement to cost to make the program self-recovery, if we lower it for some, that implicitly says we're going to raise it for others. And I think that was one of the things we decided we can't do. Thank you.
Okay. Other people on the call, does anybody have, I see Tony in on the call, not on Adobe, but Carlos, Rafiq, Sebastian, do any of you have something to add?
This is Tony. I'm thinking, actually, because some good points have been made about that. My initial position on this when we started the working group was it seemed rather high, but I do have to admit there may be factors that were considered we didn't know about.
Okay.
One thing I would like to point out is that I do have in the future activities, even if we pull it out here, I do have future activities listed that we need to better understand this. So even if this does get removed from here, the question remains.
Of the people who really, really thought this had to be in here, is anyone on the call that wants to speak? All right, conversely, is there any opposition to removing 6, given our conversation just now?
Remove 6?
Yeah.
No.
So you don't want to remove 6?
I don't want.
Okay. Tijani, do you believe that 6 with the minority comment, as Avery and Allen have just edited, is there reasonable agreement that this reflects the view of the working group? Even if we don't have to come to agreement, our goal is to make sure that the report reflects what the group is thinking.
I do think so.
Okay.
Alan, you okay too?
Yeah, I can live with it.
Okay. At the moment, from my listening, and please tell me if I'm right or wrong, I believe we're in a state of strong support but significant opposition as opposed to consensus. Is that...
The fact that you're able, I would agree with that, and the fact that you're able to enunciate fairly clearly a minority view, I think gives definitely gives weight to what you just said.
May I?
Go ahead.
Yes. May I give a proposition? Since this paragraph, especially this paragraph, we can't find a real consensus. Why don't we ask the list about it, and we count people who are with, people who are against, people who have other positions?
Okay. What I'm going to do, and I'm going to suggest this, and I know Avery's not going to like it, but this is something that was done with the MAPO group, and that is to do, after we've had this conversation in this meeting, to put out a single doodle poll to all the members of the mailing list, getting point-by-point agreement with the various things that we've had in this discussion to try and make sure we get as clear as possible a view of the people who participated. Is that agreeable here? If not, I won't do it. But arguably, in the MAPO group, it was done too much. But the idea of just doing maybe a single poll just to get agreement struck me as a reasonable idea. Avery, go ahead.
Yeah, so you're planning on each line where there's the word consensus, non-consensus, whatever, asking? Or are you asking on the controversial issues?
Basically on the points on which we have not seen full consensus.
Okay.
And that, okay, Carlos, go ahead.
So, Ivan, we have not the obligation to have consensus or full consensus in every issue. We have not consensus in some points. My point of view at this point specifically is we have a large discussion about this matter, this issue. Why not to have two positions or maintain the consensus, a strong support but significant opposition, and the other part, the other position, the other point of view, put a minority report in the statement. In my point of view, I repeat, I believe it's not necessary to have a full consensus in every point. Sorry if.
I agree with you totally. I'm simply trying to make sure that the report that we do accurately states the view of the group, even when it doesn't agree.
Okay, thank you.
So, yes, I recognize we're not going to get consensus on everything, but it's important that the document that we send out accurately reflects where there is divergence of opinion. So, for instance, in this case, in number 6, we say, you know, we have strong support for this view, but we have a minority of people that believe strongly in something else. So that's the point. Even in saying we did not come to agreement, but here are the two points of view that were put forward. One had more support than the others, but both were well expressed. Okay, so... with no more hands up on this issue, what I'm going to suggest doing is Avery and I will work on with Carla on doing a doodle poll just to get a level of the support. So whether or not we can say it has, you know, strong consensus or divergence, we'll find out when we put that poll up.
Okay, so you want me to leave consensus, comma, strong support in there?
Well, we definitely don't have consensus.
Okay, so you're actually saying we're between two minorities and strong support but significant opposition. And as we could have divergence, in which case I'd have to rewrite it for divergence. At the moment, I'll leave it strong support but significant opposition and
right.
See if there's a reason to change that.
And the minority comment reflects
and
the significant
right.
Opposition.
Exactly. Okay, great.
Okay. Okay, Avery, what's next on your plate?
Moving on. Okay, at line... 236. I had written consensus, but I believe listening yesterday, the last meeting, that there's actually full consensus for creating the development fund, and that there's various levels of consensus on all sorts of aspects about it. So I inserted full at line 236. Any issue with that? Hearing none, I will accept that change. What I'm doing, by the way, is the ones I'm reading, if there's no disagreement, I'm accepting the change in my copy. If there's this further discussion, I'm not accepting the change. So when I send out the copy at the end of this meeting, you'll see hopefully only those changes that we either made today or that are still pending as listed. In lines 240 through 241, there was a change of language, but not change of substance, I believe, to changing it to read with an initial goal of securing a targeted commitment originally set at $10 million, as opposed to the simpler language that was there before, just with an initial goal of $10
million. I have one question. Do we use the term no consensus as a formal term elsewhere, or should we just put divergence?
I believe that when I defined it, I defined both. Let me make sure.
Like, is there a distinction between no consensus and divergence?
No, well, it was the same.
They're the same, but they're not. And that's why, if you read in the discussion, and that's why I've sort of picked between using them.
Okay.
Divergence is there's been many different points of view, and they're sort of an argument. There's also the possibility that there are issues that people just didn't really care about. And, you know, it was just no consensus. So that's why, and I can change the word. They mean the same thing, but they have different emotional
conditions, okay.
If anything. And in the explanation of no consensus and divergence, I sort of list it, you know. But
okay.
It's up to you. I could certainly.
No. That makes all the sense in the world. Keep going.
Okay. So there was the wording there. There was no, and basically the amount of time it takes me to click on accepting the changes. If you guys attend, say no. Okay, next one. There's the stuff in parentheses. Some members of the group felt that this should be. I don't know why I left that in parentheses, but I did make a change at 246. Still others felt that the fundraising should be done. Just basically, it was a correction of language. So assuming that language no longer needs to be in italics, and that it's no longer bracketed language, but it's accepted language, and accepting the change. Okay, moving down. Pardon me for taking the time to actually make the changes while we're talking. 249 basically is a correction of English. Should be separated was incorrect English, and I have corrected that. Okay, next one moving down. I added a minority view on that consensus. I need to see if that minority view correctly expresses the minority view. I neglected to capitalize minority there. And this is on the recommendation for that there was consensus on the recommendation that registrars put into place the means for existing registrants to make voluntary contributions. And there seemed to still be a minority concern about the degree to which registrars would be open to this discussion and the manner of its implementation. Is that an agreeable statement?
Yeah, just remember, you're bolding the word minority,
yes,
just to keep in.
Doing that right at the moment, thank you. So, okay, if that's acceptable, accept those changes.
Who's the one with the bad cough? Boy.
That's me.
Yeah, you get some rest after this call.
Okay, next one. There was the sentence 268 through 271 there were two changes. One was there was a repetition of to external funding agencies, so that was corrected to be those agencies. And there was just a change. I've been trying to make more uniform for those who met the criteria established for support as opposed to meet need conditions established by the program. So it was just a consistency change. That's okay. Okay. logistical support. There was just a correction that should probably no longer be in italics now. I forgot to remove the italics, but there was a change of guidelines to guidebook for a proper reference as opposed to the reference I had before. I assume that that no longer needs to be bracketed text. We cleared it last time. I just neglected to fix it.
Avery, is that really the first time applicant guidebook is used in the document?
I don't know. It might be.
Okay.
If it isn't, I'll move the reference of AG back.
Yes.
Right. I assume that's why you asked the question.
Yes, it is.
Right. Okay. I'll put AG in italics so that I remember to check. Actually, I'll put a comment in there, first reference, so I remember to check. Okay, thank you. Moving down, okay, line 289 to 292 should have been accepted and therefore taken out of italics. Any objection to removing italics from that?
Got another applicant guidelines there.
Right. Well, it's okay.
Oh, that's
not
okay. Okay.
The abbreviation.
No, but guidelines instead of guidebook.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. In which case, I'll just put AG in there. You're right. Thank you very much. Okay. No other changes there for the moment. Okay. Next one is the whole stuff that had been written last time about shared pool. It probably should have been taken out of italics. I just wasn't sure whether there's two things that are in this whole section, 299 through 316. I wasn't sure whether the language that I had put in was acceptable. I kind of think it was, but I wasn't positive. I didn't know whether I was expecting any new language from Eric and Richard on this, but I never got any, so I don't really expect it anymore. And I didn't know, since we're declaring these as consensus statements, although the second statement we don't have a thing on, whether there's a minority view to be expressed, and if so, what it was. So these are really needing more discussion. So over to you, Evan.
Okay, Alan, go ahead.
Is the term shared risk pools defined anywhere?
Nope.
It's not something that has intuitive meaning. Not to me, anyway. I mean, I think I can figure out what they're talking about, but it's...
Is it something where I perhaps should put a footnote?
By the way, I've lost track of the line numbers. Are you sure they're
399 through 315.
Okay.
Oh, and that's just close, since mine is, since I've been editing it, my lines may have actually changed.
Right.
You're off by one, but it's close enough.
Okay.
Okay. Alan, okay.
No, it was the shared risk pools I think we need to define somewhere.
So is a footnote good enough for that?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so I will insert a footnote. I'll define it later. Unless somebody wants to give me a...
Okay, so we've got minority view question marks. You're supposed to get something in, but nothing was brought in. So in other words, we know that there's a minority view, but they haven't expressed themselves. Is there a polite way to do that?
There's actually... I actually was expecting comment more from the people who are majority view in this to tell me that I have the language correct, and I guess I do because they haven't beat me up over it. But since we're saying it's consensus, and in fact on the second one, since we're saying consensus slash strong support, by the rules I should be able to say what a minority view is, I wasn't capable of framing it. So that's why I just put a placeholder for minority view and said, if you don't accept this, please give me a clue as to what I should put there.
But that's the whole thing. If that viewpoint exists, then isn't that really strong support with... vocal opposition.
There can be consensus where there's a minority view, but it's only one or two people, but it's still worth expressing the minority view.
And except when they haven't expressed it.
But I don't think we have strong consensus on this, full consensus. If we do, great, I'll change it and and delete minority view. But
well, we're at a bit of a loss because there's a number of people who aren't on this call. And so I'm hesitant to slap something with consensus, given how many people are not on this call. That's why I wanted to do the poll.
Okay, and on this one, the poll, since we're not getting feedback, you know, may be the only way to get a resolution because...
Well, put it this way. I think you got to take a minority view because they haven't come forward. So
okay.
Basically, either we have consensus on this, or we have divergence on, or we have strong support on this, or whatever, depending on the showing on the poll.
Okay.
If the minority viewpoint hasn't come forward, then it hasn't come forward, but at least we'll be able to say what level of support the main point has.
Got it. Okay, so I will leave. Should I leave both of these as consensus, or should I leave one of them that we felt last time that there was consensus, and on the second time?
Well, leave them both subject to what comes up on the poll.
Okay, great. I will do that. So I will put both of them at the optional level. I have deleted the I have unitalicized the paragraph. Because I guess the paragraphs got accepted. Nobody gave me new language. And the only thing that's pending on them is
Well, Andrew, you're on the call. You're one of the people that was going to go off on this. Did have the three of you not got together, or is Andrew on the call?
Let me see. I don't see him in.
No.
No.
No, he's not.
I don't think so.
Okay, so none of these three are on the call.
Exactly. Okay, so I have cleaned it up. It'll basically come out where we still have bracketed text in both of them for consensus, comma, strong support. With significant opposition / minority, and your poll, I'm going to call it your poll, and your poll will tell us which it is. Okay?
Okay,
moving down. Okay, this next one was the filled out and underserved languages. I got an email from Andrew. In fact, I knew he wasn't going to be here. He did send his apologies through me. So whoever's keeping attendance, please mark that. And basically, he sent suggested language to Eric, but had not gotten a response back from Eric yet, and therefore did not send me language. So I don't know that there's anything we can do about this one at the moment, other than to put this in bold. Flashing letters. Is that correct? I mean, am I making the correct assumption?
Tijani, go ahead.
Yes,
I mean,
Eric have sent the result of his negotiation with Andrew, and he came up with two options. Normally we had to say which option we prefer. I did, and another one did also. But I think that people on the list are not responding.
That's not just a thought, that's a fact. That's not just an opinion, that's a fact.
That's a fact, yeah. But we cannot. She is right, Avery. She cannot write anything since people don't express it themselves.
So I guess this one is part of the poll, and hopefully Andrew and Eric will send new language that we can poll on.
Yeah, I think that we have to put on the poll Eric sent as two options, and let people say I prefer this one or this one.
Okay. All right. Keep going, Avery.
Yeah, okay. So this one I'll just leave alone. Okay. The next step, I should have, other types of aid, I should have just pulled the italics out of that because I didn't change it. I just forgot to edit it. So that should all be cleaned up and accepted as language. The only thing I added was a minority view, but from what I've understood from you, Evan, is that you only think we absolutely have to have the minority view on non-consensus.
No, well, It's just
the minority review put it in, but otherwise, don't worry about it.
How many people? Was that just one person who said that, right?
Yes, there was one person that said that. No, on this one, this is the vertical integration one. There just didn't seem to be full consensus on it, but I may have been wrong. That, you know, various people were just shy about saying anything related to vertical integration, and so we didn't have a rip-roaring everybody in the group saying, yeah, yeah. We just sort of had a lack of disagreement, but not a full consensus agreement, and that's why I made that guess. But
right.
I might always be wrong on those. It just felt different.
Okay.
So I'll remove the minority renew question mark unless somebody comes up with a minority review for me.
Yep.
Okay. But there are certain issues still here. For example, on the third bullet at 348 or thereabouts, I'm still consensus, strong support with significant opposition or minority, again related to share pools, that the financial continued operation. Oh, this is the same question we have pending from before. It's just repeated.
Okay. So we need. So for the purpose of the poll, we need to word these as statements and basically say, do you agree, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. So I'm unbracketing the general text here. It's the whole paragraph itself is accepted as text. It's just that there's basically one pending question, which is on bullet three, whether it's applicable, can be applicable to
okay.
Commercial enterprises. Okay. Sorry, I'm doing too many things. Okay.
Now, one other thing that if we're getting into a poll, then we need to sort of number these. So like 3.7.1, 3.7.2, that kind of thing. We may need to do that in order to be able to get the poll working properly so we can make proper reference to these things.
Well, we can also give line references in a, based on the text
okay.
that I'll send out after this meeting.
Okay.
We can refer to specific text.
Okay.
So, okay. Let me.
Can you make sure the poll or the email initiating the poll points to the document so we don't have to try to find it?
Yeah, but
I'll make sure that the document is also on the.
But Avery, I think, and I'll help you with this if it's a matter of just subpoint numbering, because that way. Then you don't have different people with different documents with different edits that are wondering about missynchronized line numbers, and we can just go to specific points.
You're basically saying instead of bullets, you want A, B, C.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, I'll try to do that before I send this one out.
Well, that makes it a whole lot easier to make references to them in the poll.
Understood.
Are you okay with that? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Even?
Perfectly reasonable. Comment for an editor to get and get whingy about, but sure, no problem.
Dejani, go ahead.
Yes, I have. I will not tell it now. It will be later. I want to renumber all the text because sometimes you have, for example, 3.1, and the other points under 3.1 are sub points of 3.1, and yet we put 3.2, 3.5, 3.8. It must not be that like this. For the understanding of the whole document, we have to go. From the principle to the details, and it will be 3.1, 3.11, 3.12, etc. And then 3.2 is another subject, it's another another thing.
I pretty much thought I had done that. So if there are areas where you think I haven't done that, you really should let me know, because I think
yes,
I'd already done that.
I will send you, Avery, right. what I have noted down.
Well, actually,
okay.
Well, I wasn't going to get to this till the end of the meeting, but what I think we're going to need to do is we may need to take a pass on the Tuesday meeting while we get the document in line, put the document out there for everybody with the proper numbering and everything, and then have the doodle poll done so that a week from now we can discuss the results of the doodle poll, because between now and Tuesday is just not enough time to clean this up and get response to the poll. At least I don't think so. Anyway, but let's leave that to the end of the meeting when we see how far we've gone with this.
Okay. So, going through on 3-8, there were actually no changes there, and it was just language that had been read, and that what was added during the meeting was the minority view of the profit enterprise, so that is accepted language, I assume, now.
Right.
On italic it, an italicized would be the proper term. Okay, then the next section where changes were made. Now, some of it was just rephrasing the sentence. But there was rewording in 391 or close thereto, conclusion, incentive for the exclusion of assets applying for branch ELBs as they should be self-supporting companies and thus should not be eligible for need-based support. An exception could be made for those from countries where market constraints make normal business operations more difficult and who are proposing a name in an IDN ripped, not currently supported. That was language that got developed during the meeting, but it was new language in the text. So was that acceptable language?
I find it acceptable.
Yep.
But we have to correct currently.
Yes, I already did.
Okay,
already.
Excuse me.
As I added it, I corrected it.
Thank you.
Okay, then there was a minority view in the group that brands and other marketing-oriented GTLDs should not be included among those entitled to receive. And then the word financial is in brackets. Basically, I was not clear whether the whole program should be unavailable. So I was pretty sure that that was the minority view. What I was not sure of was that all aid should be excluded to those, or just financial aid should be excluded to those. Therefore, I have the word financial in brackets.
Okay, Tijani, go ahead.
This point was the point of Rafiq. So if Rafiq is here, can he tell us if he means that they are excluded from the whole support program or only for the financial support program?
I don't know if Rafiq is here. Is Rafiq here?
Yeah, I have Rafiq on the call.
Oh, you've been so quiet.
Yeah, they, support that.
Okay, so I should remove the word financial.
Okay, you have to remove financial.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the rest of it was just restatement, changing full support for excluding applicants or geographic names because they were very abbreviated then. Full support for excluding purely governmental or parastatal applicants. So I basically switched it from being government / parastate, and I'd gotten a correction for that. Full consensus for excluding applicants whose business model does not, and full consensus. So those were just re-switches of the statement that had been already accepted, just change to make it more legible. Is that acceptable to people? Process of accepting it. Parastatal is not accepted, by the way, as a spelling thing in this, but I assume we want to leave it, even though. Are there issues on this 3.9 here? Process of accepting everything.
Anybody?
Okay. In which case, moving on. Impose constraints on aid, and that was just the key that was added as a correction. Okay, on the next one was, I have it as 415, 416, but I'm sure it's a different number for you all at the moment. The minority view there that the level should not be fixed at any specific percentage. And that's basically what I recall from that conversation, that there was pretty much a consensus, consensus in 409 there should be capitalized, bolded. Okay. And the minority view, is that accepted?
I'm not seeing any opposition.
Okay, moving on. I'm still accepting. Okay, sunset period. That was just accepting that it was full consensus on that point. On and okay, on my 424 under transparency,
yep.
there was a minority view that in certain cases the protection of business plans might be harmed by too much transparency. That's what I gathered from the conversation. Have I said it in an acceptable manner?
I think so.
Okay, and any issue, in which case I will accept that. I will remove the bracket. And okay, I see a hand up from Rafiq.
Go ahead, Rafiq. Are you on mute?
Too much transparency. I didn't know that it can be too much.
That's a concept that I have often heard. In other words, I'm a maximalist on transparency. But some people say that people shouldn't walk around naked. That would be too much transparency. So in some places, for example, within ICANN, when I argue that board meetings should be completely transparent, except for issues dealing with privacy or, client-lawyer privilege, perhaps, there's considered to be a border where it certainly is transparent if you see statements that deal with privacy and client-lawyer privilege, but in some degrees that's considered to be too much transparency. So I think that's the concept. Does that make sense?
Rafiq?
Yeah, but just I was wondering because it's like any kind of application, not application for NIST, but it's application to get some support, and we need anyway some transparency in the case if someone can challenge why some applicant can't get support and another one no.
Okay.
Do you have a recommendation in the language for the minority view?
You
could just delete the phrase, might be harmed, period, and delete the phrase too much transparency if that's sort of offensive.
Okay.
Should I delete that or should I leave it?
In the absence of alternate wording, I don't know if there's much of a choice.
So delete by too much transparency and just end armed, full stop.
No, because I think the people that expressed that aren't on this call.
Okay, then I'll leave it. Should I leave it in italics so we come back to it?
It'll be part of the poll.
Okay, so I'll leave it in italics. Okay. Then the next thing was... okay. There was the bullet under E, and I have reworded that because it was a mangled sentence, as you can all see. But you still have the mangled sentence. Of course, I have the reworded sentence, which I just cut into the... at the moment, this is your... it's your line replacing 435, 438 with the line that I've cut into the note. There was divergence on whether the exception allowing some support for an applicant where the applicant had some government support be limited to community applicants. That still needs some comments. So it needs a comma after application. And after support, and then is that an acceptable sentence? No.
Alan, go ahead.
Avery, the document that's on Adobe says the receipt, and for E, the base, the core part of E, the receipt of some support from government should not disqualify all applicants. Shouldn't that just be an applicant?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what
it should be. It should be.
Yeah.
An applicant. Anyone are not sure where I got that change from. If anyone here gave it to me, please.
Did Johnny go ahead?
Johnny,
yes, but Rafiq said that only community applicants can be supported.
Originally it said community applicants, and we now changed it to all. So, I think removing community is sufficient. I don't think you need all. So just disqualify applicant.
Okay, is that okay, Tijani, to just remove the word all?
Okay, I am okay with that.
Okay, great. Disqualify applicants. And then my reworded at the moment, I've added the comma, is Rafiq, I guess, that would be your comment, your divergence on it. Is that okay? Should it be listed? Because I don't think it was just Rafiq in that case. Well, actually, I got a problem here. Because I call it consensus, and then I say divergence. And that's wrong. It's either consensus and minority opinion, or it's divergence. And I don't think it's as weak as divergence because the group is not completely. So that should be there was a minority opinion.
Well, then why don't we just hold that off till the poll? That ends up being one of the things that we ask for group opinion on.
Okay.
Someone needs to mute this bad echo.
I think it's Rafiq.
Okay, so I will actually put in brackets for both of these the full threesome. Consensus, strong support, convergence, divergence. And obviously, depending on the answer we get in the report, I will have to reword the whole phrase to make it right, but I'll worry about that later. Okay. But I'll keep my rewording with that. Is that okay?
All righty.
Okay, moving on. Sorry, I'm so plotty about this. The next one was just the adding if in those cases at line line 439, as opposed to in cases, in those cases. And then we have a question here at line 440, yours, 437, mine, if you've been following with my correction, that is still lists, and I think we missed this in the last discussion, still lists a variance wording, where above and beyond the level of support received through this process or cost, what we should be referring to that sentence, and I still do not have a clear view on what is the correct word to use there.
I would think the level of support received through the process, I think, is sufficient.
Is that okay? Deleting costs?
I mean, again, this is... We'll put, we could put both variations up on the poll.
If you think there's a question, otherwise I would just... Does anyone object to your change?
I think cost is too vague, so I like the full sentence. You have to then modify costs to say which costs are we talking about.
So just take out the word cost and take out the italics.
And the bracket. Okay. And added the word of.
Yep.
Okay. Got it right. Okay.
The rest did not seem to have very much divergence.
The only other change here was one, the text that we put in yesterday, in 4, on lines, it's in that first paragraph, and it's your line, let me find it, it's your line, 456, 458, where I had removed the individual consensus levels from the bullet and had... put in this sentence, here to be full consensus on the following list of recommendations, but as the issue is really one for the chartering organization, the issues were not discussed in any depth or at any length. So was that sentence acceptable?
Oh, it's accurate.
Yep, and that's the one that we discussed last week, but since it was a new sentence, I just wanted to give people a chance to say I blew it. Okay, and then obviously I removed all of the consensus words from the bullet. I just did a bracketed. And the other thing I want to point out is 5 is still very devoid of additional contribution. So we're at a point now where I don't know that I'll have time or wherewithal to create the answers. I'm not even sure I'm the best person to create all these answers. But if I don't get contributions to an answer, I probably have to remove the question from the fact. So if you think a question belongs in a fact and the answer is still empty, please tell me. Please send text. Don't tell me. Just send text. That's what I had. So I will do a cleanup. I will do the ABCD for bullets or the italics I for bullets. I think I'll go for italics I for bullets. And I will take a look at the organization of the numbering, but I really did believe in my interpretation that I had sub-issues as sub-issues and different issues as different issues. Some of that may be matters of how we look at things, but or how we organize text. But certainly, if that sort of comment you have, please make it now as opposed to later, because it makes it easier for the poll for us to have. If it needs renumbering, for us to have renumbered it. Of course. And that's it for me.
Evan?
Yep. Go ahead.
Avery, I will send you comments on those formal things,
okay,
such as numbering and other small things. I will send them.
No,
okay, I will send them perhaps tonight, so that you can work on it very soon.
Okay.
All right. So hopefully we will get we'll get some comments from Dejani and maybe others over the weekend. We will come out with a document at the end of the weekend. I'm not sure about the necessity of a Tuesday meeting because we still have to determine what the group's interests are in things based on the poll.
I'd like to ask Carla a question before that, as much as I'd love to say no Tuesday meeting. In terms of, Carla, have you been updating the response to comments?
The summary analysis, I haven't worked on that. I was waiting for this document to finish,
okay.
And then
I thought perhaps you had been going along with this document as we got things done. So would there be a chance of us having one that was updated based on, I mean, there's only two or three things that aren't decided, or is Monday too soon for that at this point, given that it's already Friday?
I think Tuesday may be pushing it.
Okay. Yeah, no, because I had thought that this was being done in parallel so that would be ready as this was ready. I didn't realize you were waiting for the end of this. Okay. Okay. So I guess, Tuesday. As a reminder, after Thursday, for at least 2 weeks, I'm not sure to the extent to which I can make meetings. Because I will be traveling a bunch and in places where I'm giving talks and stuff. So
that is as of what date?
As of the end of next week. I'll be traveling for 2 weeks, and I have very bad availability for those 2 weeks.
Well,
I can certainly do editing and stuff off hour, but necessarily making a meeting may be problematic.
Understood. So, my goal right now is for basically you, me, and Carla to take the results of this meeting and any other received comments, come out with a doodle poll hopefully by Monday, get comments from the rest of the group, or at least get a vote by the group that, say, closes Wednesday or Thursday. And then when we come back to this meeting, I guess that'll be the last one you can attend reliably. Hope maybe we can just nail all this down at that point.
Okay.
I mean, maybe we can finish all of this by next week. Is that doable?
That this part of that document is, but finishing the comment analysis will have to follow it.
Well,
basically, both parts go out together. The documents are a set.
Yeah, I don't think it's difficult to have for next Tuesday the draft of the summary analysis based on what was discussed.
Oh, that would be great, and maybe we can walk through that next Tuesday. And
yeah, maybe that's the purpose of the Tuesday call if that's
right,
ready for then.
Exactly. That would be great because then we have a prayer of finishing both of them next week.
Okay, so all right, so the schedule is. We try and get a doodle poll out on Monday, and the voting on the doodle poll will be through the week. We will spend Tuesday talking about the comment summary, and then hopefully on Friday we will be able to take the results back from the poll and wrap the rest in a little bow.
Yeah, so just to confirm, Ivan, you're looking to me to do the doodle poll?
I guess the three of us can get together and do the wording. What we need to do essentially is take the document that we have on the screen right now, take out the words, there was consensus, there was not consensus, there was whatever, put things out as statement of opinion and ask people if they agree or disagree with them. And then based on the poll, we will be able to fill in what level of agreement existed.
Right. Right. Avery, can you send to me the...
I will send a copy of this. As soon as I have turned bullets into italics and accepted all the changes from today, I will send it off to you and to Evan to confirm my work and to start putting... In fact, I mean, I'm willing to send it off to everybody, but it's up to you guys, but then there'll be another one after the weekend that you know, but whatever. I will do that, and I'll get rid of the bullets over the next half hour.
Yeah, I was hoping to do as much as possible today and over the weekend. Monday I'm traveling.
Monday's a holiday in most of North America.
But that doesn't mean that we can't send things out. And
right.
I'll only be working. I don't do holidays.
Yeah, my problem is that I'm going to be on the plane for most of the...
I will send this out in about a half hour to you and Evan. I won't worry about getting it all pretty, but I'll send it to you guys. The only thing I have left to do after I finish this cleanup is turn bullets into numbers. And Tajani's renumbering will have to wait until, you know, after the poll.
Yeah. Gisela, are you on the call? She's not. Yeah, I'm going to ask Gisela's help with the doodle poll as well. I've never worked with doodle poll before.
Okay, and I can help with that. I've done way too many doodle polls. So if she can't, because she's traveling this afternoon, I'll help you with that.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Me too. I've also created some, so you've got help.
Okay. Creating the poll is not the problem. It's getting the wording right. Okay.
Okay. All right, everybody. Basically, check your mailbox. We will have the report on the received comments, which we'll discuss on Tuesday, and we will have the doodle poll go out hopefully early in the new week.
And I want to add one thing. Please, 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 if you think something needs to be said in the facts, take the half hour, write it, send it to me. I'll put it in. Please. You guys wanted the facts, so explaining why we've made certain things. So please send some. Thanks.
Okay. So that's it for this call. We're 2 minutes over the 90 minutes, and we've got a lot done.
Okay, great. Thank you all.
Okay.
Okay. See you on Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye all.